got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. There's no remedy but prayer. Worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moment. The sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you, so put a smile on your face, 'cause you're gonna make it, yeah, you're gonna make it, make it through the day.
A new reason to stay, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. And I'm just grateful and thankful for God on this day. Father God, as we come before you this morning, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for another day, Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us, Lord, to be in your midst. We thank you, Father, for just being right here with us right now, Lord, as we sit, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you, Father God, for another day, Lord Jesus. Thanking you, Father, for being in the midst. I will sit and say to you right now, Satan, in the name of Jesus, that you cannot steal this broadcast this morning, that you have no control over nothing that is going on. We plead the blood of Jesus on this line right now. We plead the blood of Jesus so each and every person that's on this line can hear my voice. We plead the blood of Jesus to know that the weapon will not prosper on this morning, that this broadcast shall go forth, that the word shall go forth. We plead the blood of Jesus that everyone is in a receiving mode, that everyone came this morning on one accord to hear the word of God. We plead the blood of Jesus that deliverance on this morning shall take place for whatever your circumstance, whatever your situation is, that you will not, in the name of Jesus, be a defeated foe. Satan, you can take your hands off of everyone, all heart, all spirits right now that's weighed down and heavy loaded and burdened down. In the name of Jesus, you shall rise up. In the name of Jesus, get up right now. This is an awakening ministry. This is a delivery ministry. And in the name of Jesus, you shall do so. In Jesus' name, we call on all saints to intercede right now. In the name of Jesus, intercede for this old cruel world. In the name of Jesus, people sitting and dying left and right. In the name of Jesus, but we plead and we thank you, Father God, that we still hear, Lord Jesus. We still have a mouth, Father God. We still have a voice, Father God. We still have a mind, Father God, that we will serve you, Lord Jesus, from here on and forevermore, Lord Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to touch the sick and to shut in this morning, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to go into the hospital room, Father God. Is somebody there, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that's trying to give up, Lord Jesus? But we speak life. We decree and we declare life on this line this morning. We decree and we declare freedom on this line this morning. We decree and we declare deliverance on this line this morning. Whoever's going through a mental battle, a strap, a mental stronghold, in the name of Jesus, we say release it right now. Release, cast all your cares right now on this day to Jesus, because he is the truth, the way, and the light. He is the person that will set you free. He is the person that came to save, to resurrect. So I sit and say to you right now, under the sound of my voice, surrender, surrender all to Christ right now. Leave it right here at your throne right now. I don't care if you're laying across the floor. I don't care if you're riding in your car. I don't care if you're walking down the street. If you're in your home, cast all your cares right now to God, because there's no reason for us to walk around with stress all over our body. There's no reason for us to allow Satan at no time to play mind games because God has given us the antidote. He has given us the answers, and all we have to do is be in a place to receive. As I said yesterday, the waters are stirring. The water is stirring. Pick up your mat. Go in that water. Get you a new beginning. Start over. Ask God, let God know that these problems that you're having is too big for you. Let God know that you're in a place where you want happiness for your sadness. You want love for your hate. You want forgiveness for your unforgiveness. Walk into the water. Walk into that stirring pot right now in the name of Jesus and cleanse yourself. Cleanse your soul. Cleanse your spirit. Cleanse your mind because Jesus is here. He is the answer. He died for you. He died for me, for us to have new beginnings. Today is a new beginning. Cast all your cares at your Father's feet right now. Do it right now. Do not procrastinate. That's a sin. Do not set off something that you could do today and do it tomorrow, because we never know the day, neither do we know the hour when we will be transitioning, when this system is gone. So right now, in the name of Jesus, give it all to Jesus. Give it all to him. We see that Satan is here to steal, kill, and destroy. What are you doing about that? Guard up. Put on your full armor of God and stand. Stand up again. Stand on the wall. Stand with Satan. Do not give Satan power and authority over you. Speak to your situation. Let him know. Command God to send his angels, his ministering angels. Call them from the east. Call them from the west. Call them from the north. Call them from the south. Protect us. Ask God to place a hedge of protection around you. So you and only you and your family, not just you, your family, your friends, your frenemies, so you can be protected. Because Satan is out here to devour each and every last one of us. But I'm here to tell you this morning that you can be victorious. You can be a conqueror. So move forward. Move forward in battle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I'm not quite sure what's going on this morning, but I do know that Satan is trying to have his way. So this is where the forces have to come together, and we have to sit, and we have to penetrate this thing. Sister, if you're on the line and you can hear me, can you please move forward?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I would just like to thank you guys for doing such an awesome job in where you are spiritually, because the Holy Spirit allowed me to understand that God is saying to us, saints, you're on the right path. You're facing the right way. But in the scriptures from yesterday and today, in the word and the message that he had been giving me and my sister from yesterday and today, is that he's trying to get us lined up with holy living. And a lot of us are always pressing forward and striving in that thing. But see, there is some fine tuning that he wants us to do, and he's bringing small things to light. He's shining light on dark things that are actually, you know, manifesting that we can nip in the bud, that he wants us to be aware of, because the enemy is creeping. The enemy is on his job 24/7. He is out there to kill, steal, and destroy. And his mission is to find any kind of hole, any kind of crack, crevice, or gap that he could actually sneak in our lives in. And on yesterday, we spoke about how we're to have the mindset where King Asa was devoted to God, that he was a king that was really an awesome leader, and he wanted the people to devote themselves and praise God and worship God and reverence God and seek God first. And then it got to the point where he got off track and he was starting to do things and consulting man instead of consulting God. Well, on the theme of today, goes into 1 Thessalonians. On the scripture is 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Now, you guys, to be honest with you, when I first read this scripture, it really made me smile because I knew that God was speaking to me in a language that I could understand. And in my version of the Bible, it says, do what is good and mind your own business. Now, when I read that and shared that with someone, they said, the Bible doesn't say that. And I said, oh, yes, it does. And I told them, I said, go to 1 Thessalonians 4:11 and just read how God put that in a wording to where even the messiest, small-minded, you know, person that didn't even really want to get into the scripture could understand that God was saying there's a lot of stuff you can do and you shouldn't be doing, but I want you to do what is good and mind your business. And, you know, that's two Amen. Parts in that. But at the end of the day, when I heard that and it hit my spirit, I was really kind of trying to use it in a way to tell somebody to leave me alone and mind your business. But God gave me correction in that thing because it wasn't totally that shallow. It was deeper than that. Because when you start to read about the first few verses of 1 Thessalonians 4, it really goes into how he wants us to have holy lives and live holy and to fine-tune the small things of our lives that has actually come upon everyday life in the minds and hearts of saints. So it wasn't that he was saying that we need to be beat up about how we carry ourselves. He is saying to me, he's saying to my sister in the messages we gave yesterday, and the message we're giving today, it has a reoccurring theme, y'all. And God is saying that, yes, saints, you are facing me. You are living to me. I know you're trying to live unto God. But there are some things that I'm gonna put my finger on, and we're going to clean that thing up. I'm going to point at it, and I'm going to shed light on it. Because if you don't know something that needs to be cleaned up, if you don't recognize it, if you don't identify these things, these small or great things in some people's lives, not everybody has the same problem, but you will be able to clean up that mess. You know what I'm saying? And so when we go and sweep around our own front door, we are going to be in a position to do what is right, but see, we'll also be minding our own business. Now, I'm going to go back and read it word for word the way it's spoken, but at the same time, we have to have a mindset of understanding. We have been complimented. When God spoke to me on this, he was actually saying, yeah, my saints have it right. They are headed in the right direction. Their minds and hearts are focused toward me. But there are some small things here and there that we can tweak, that we can recognize, because he wants us to keep pressing into a goal of having clean hearts and minds, the minds and hearts of Christ. And that thing is so powerful because it wasn't a warning or chastisement or punishment or criticism that the Holy Spirit was giving me, but a warning of a mother to a daughter if she saw her daughter not having it all together in how she's working on life situations, or a father to a son in his advice to a son in handling crisis or anything that's going on in his life. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because we also spoke about yesterday how we're to be a family and we're to share things. And when we get information and we have good news, or if we got knowledge and wisdom, that we are, as brothers and sisters in Christ, as saints, we are to actually share that word, and we're going to go into it and talk about it, because we have to be transparent. We have to provide all the ammunition that we need when we suit up in our armor of God, so that our swords are really sharp enough to actually battle in whatever situation we come across in our lives, family, and loved ones' lives. So as God put that on my spirit, he just let me know that there are some things that the scripture talks about early on in chapter 4, where some of us might even, I'm just giving out small examples on how the scripture read off, but it talks about how some of us even have an opportunity to fall to sexual sin. And I'm being mature in this, you guys, because this is a topic that you might not want to hear, or you might not have heard in church or in other broadcasts or in other ministries, but it's something real that we all face. And the sad part about it is it's going unspoken about, but we have to address that thing. Now, I'm not on here trying to talk about somebody's sexuality. I'm just talking about this scripture even mentioned that we are to have self-control, and it even threw out there for the single and the married people, the single and the married saints, that we are to have self-control to not even have lustful thinking or look at other people's spouses in a lustful way, whether you're married or single. And that is just something that we can fall to because we're human. We have hormones, and things happen in our lives that it has us thinking in our flesh. So with that being said, God addressed that, 12. And it's just important for us to realize that it's a lot of stuff that we can do to actually be mindful of it, because we have God speaking scriptures on topics from A to Z in our life. He's not just talking about our mental health. He's also talking about the way we carry ourselves, even in our quiet moments, in our thoughts, our passions, or our desires. And I'm not going to dwell on the sexual side of it and sexual sin, but it's just him saying, fine-tune some of the things. You know who you are when you're alone and by yourself. You know what you think. You know about your stinking thinking and the things that no one knows but you and I. But he also is saying to you, we have to mature ourselves to the point where we look at the way we actually conduct ourselves. And when we're living holy, we have to think holy. We have to do things to rebuke the enemy when he plants seeds of doubt or you know, just things that don't agree with God, that keeps us from lining up totally with God. But in the scripture, it just made it so clear to me that it's not just about minding your own business, but it's about you having enough ability to have self-control and to strive to have goals, to have a mental mindset that I'm going to look at things through the mind and heart of us being saints. And I'm calling us saints because that's what God calls us to be. He says, tell the saints this, tell the saints that, tell them. And see, when he says that, he's saying it because he sees things in our lives that we might not be able to see. But there's something there that he wants to prepare us for. He wants us to be able to clean our rooms up, because when our Father comes through the house and he does a room check, and a room check could be a check on how you're doing in your life, he'll go and open your door, brother so-and-so, and he'll check your room. And then he'll come to my room, and then he'll come to Sister Nita's room, and then he'll come to Sister whomever's room, and he'll open the doors, and he'll check on our lives, and he'll let us know, okay, your room looks good. I want you to work on this, though. And that is just something that is a good fine-tuning, because yesterday was a reset for a lot of us. Yesterday was a reset because a lot of us were trying to go and jump on things and take care of things after we already know God has us, because we're believers, we're followers, we love him, and we've committed to him. But we'll fall short when it comes to a big situation where we don't stay committed, and we'll try to fix things on our own instead of seeking him first. So that reset for today is going to also apply to us having the ability to, like, witness little things where we're watching TV or we're doing things in the community or we're on social media and we're entertaining things that God is not pleased with. Because one of the things that we need to continually pray, and I pray this, say, God, please forgive me for the things that I do knowingly and unknowingly in sin, but things that I willingly and unwillingly do in sin. But I ask that if there's anything that is not pleasing to you, show me. Show me so that I can stay away from it. Show it and reveal it to me. And I just encourage everyone to have that mindset when they go to God and say, God, you know what? It's some things that you might not be pleased with that I entertain in life. I go on social media and I might see things or follow people or have a mindset to like to engage in chat rooms and stuff like that. But that thing could be a hindrance to where you want me to go in your will. So we're actually saying, let's wake up and let's identify some things in ourselves. Let's clean up. And then it comes on where we can open ourselves up for correction in ourselves. Sister, I know you can tell some people some things about where I'm going, because the Holy Spirit has been moving on this thing.
And it's just truly about being transparent. I'm here to tell you. It's about being transparent. When the scripture came about last night, it was like Monica said yesterday, it's a reset. But one thing about it, once you're in a situation and in this scripture, these people had to be reminded of some things about how God wanted them to live, how to live to please God. And we sit and think that things go unseen or unheard and feel that it's okay. But I'm here to tell you on today, God sees everything and he knows everything. And when we have these type of lustful situations or dealing into these different things, coveting other people's husband, their wife, indulging in sexual sins outside of the marriage or whatnot, it brings on hurt. And God is not a God of hurt. It brings on all type of circumstances and situations that is not about just you. It's about the person, you know, other people around you. And God is not pleased about that. And this is why he said that we need to, in the scripture, it says that 4:3 says God will is for you. It's for you to be holy, so stay away from all sexual sin. And we know to be holy, that's not an overnight situation, but it's a process. It's a process. But in that process, you have to get rid of the things that's hindering you. You have to get rid of the things that's holding you back. Because, like I said, God, in Jeremiah 29:11, God tells us he knows the plan for us. He knows our expected end. So some of the things have to be chopped away. And I can truly attest to being an overcomer, being a deliverer. But that's because going before God and letting him know, okay, listen, enough is enough. You know, I want to do better. I want to be closer to you. I want these different things to take place. But it's truly when you go before God and to get to that holiness, to live to please God, you have to be transparent. You have to come to a place of humility, and that humility takes you into humbleness. And that humbleness just breaks you down and lets you know, Father, this situation is too big for me. I need you. I say that all the time because I realize that the process for me to get to holiness in anything, it doesn't have to be a sin of sex. It doesn't have to be a sin is a sin. I have to ask God to help me because, as Monica said, we are human. We are human, so we are going to fall short of God's glory. But God wants us to get to a place where we are pleasing him. That's why it's a reset. It's a reset. You know, and like Apostle Temple say, most of the time when we're talking about something, God may be talking to some, maybe talking to you, and that you may go out to somebody else. But I can honestly sit on this phone and can identify with this scripture on this day. But with me identifying took me into a new identity, a person that's striving for holiness, a person that's sitting and saying, I would no longer do this, but I would do this. And it took a lot of fasting. It took a lot of praying. It took just being open and true and exposure and transparency. And that's what I sit and say to you all today. Get to a place of transparency, whatever your situation is, whatever you're doing. The scripture sit and say, mind your own business, minding your own business. Like Monica say, and I can recall that Monica used to use this scripture to tell people off. I am a living witness. But what God is really saying to us is get yourself in. It says here, what my version says, make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business and working with your hands, just as we instructed you before. The people had got into a place where they were just idle. And idleness takes you into a place where you start getting into things that you don't need to get into. idleness gets you into a place. It takes you into a lot of places, a place of loneliness, a place of confusion, a place of misunderstanding. It takes you into a lot of different places. But the word of God here is saying, this scripture is sitting and telling you, don't be there. Start working with your hands. Find something for you to do. When you're doing something or you keep, you know, you're finding things to do, that takes your mind off of things, and it does not keep you in a place where you just have to be worrying about what this person is doing or worrying about what the next person is doing, but it's putting you in a place where I'm doing something for myself. I'm doing something to better myself. I'm not just sitting here. I'm not going into these chat rooms. I'm not going and looking at these, you know, sinful things. I'm not coveting somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. I'm not on social media dealing with people and just doing things that I know that's not pleasing to God. And that's the key. When you get to the place, when you realize that everything that you're doing it unto God. So when you're sitting there, you purposely sinning, you're sinning against God. You're sinning against God, but the people that's attached to you, you're also sinning against them, and you're bringing hurt to them. And you're opening up a can of worms. You're opening up a can of worms for hatred. You're opening up a can of worms for a person to be in a place where every little thing that you do, they can't trust you. You're opening up a can of worms for different things, and that's not something that you want. You don't want all those little idols, those little spirits coming and hoovering around you in your home over you day in and day out when you can be sitting and doing something else. Turning it back over to you, sister.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:4. Y'all, I'm reading scripture now to back up and cover over everything she just said. It says, then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor, not in sinful passion like the pagans who do not know God and his ways. Never harm or cheat a fellow believer in this manner by violating his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins, as we have solemnly warned you before. God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. Therefore, anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human teaching, but is rejecting God who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Lord, have mercy. Y'all, that is scripture. That is the NLT version, and it is 1 Thessalonians, we're doing chapter 4:1-12, but that was 4-8. Now, it doesn't get any plainer than that, but I'm going to keep reading because we're not just coming on here and having a discussion between saints and our brother and sisters, and we're just trying to give y'all entertainment. This ain't entertainment. This is education. This is edification. This is God saying what he wants us to look at, and we got to look at the small things just like we look at the big things. And he is saying, let's sweep around our own front doors. Let's take care. Let's tidy up our rooms, because he's doing room checks. He's checking the hearts and minds of each and every one of us, and he sees our motives. But he also sees the enemy lurking in places for us to be trapped or tricked into or to taken, you know, to be taken by surprise. And, you know, sometimes it be the smallest little thing that we are doing that opens up to become a big problem at some point. It's just like a leaky pipe. It starts as a leak, but before you know it, that pipe has so much water dripping from it, you got a flood in your basement. And we just need to, like, wrap that stuff up and take and attend to it now before it gets out of hand. And God is loving us so much, he's bringing it to our attention. So in 1 Thessalonians 4:9, it says, but do not, we don't need to write about about the importance of loving each other, for God himself has taught you to love one another. Indeed, you already show your love for all believers throughout Macedonia. Even so, brothers and sisters, we urge you to love them even more. So as we get down to how he says you already love them. You already, you know, there. See, that goes back to what I said when he spoke to me in the spirit. He's saying, Lord, I mean, he's saying, y'all, the Lord sees your heart. He knows that you're striving. He knows you're on the right path. He knows you're facing him. But in the fact that we're facing him and we're his children and he loves us, he wants us to keep moving in the right direction, even if we're leaning or bending over a little bit. He wants us to stand upright in this. So as I plead for you to actually listen to what's being said, open up your eyes and look into your own self and think about how you're already doing what you're supposed to do, but you tend to jump into a video or a movie or even entertaining music. And y'all, I want y'all to be aware of how the enemy can creep in on us, even with the music that we entertain on the secular side. I know everybody loves the Lord's music, and the praise and worship is awesome. It really does it feeds our soul on a musical level, but there is some music out there that's even being played in TV, on radio, that is not of God, and it has the enemy threaded through it all throughout it. I'm not going to call a bunch of artists' names off, but I see the spirits and pagan gods being put in videos and music, and we have to be mindful of that, because that word that's coming in on those lyrics and them songs and that beat and stuff and the imagery with the videos, you got Baphomet, you got the god Pam. These are pagan gods that are gods that Satan has gotten a lot of people sidetracked with, because it's a lustful god. It's a god of sexual immorality, and it's a god that has people with imagery or having the likeness of Pam is a demonic spirit, and it has horns of a goat. It has the head of a goat, the torso and the body of a man or woman, and then it has the lower hind legs of a goat again. And it is out there, and it's in so many different aspects of media, in social media, in movies, in music. And if we don't be aware of these things when we're listening to songs and seeing the imagery and videos, these artists have not been committed to the Lord. They're not saints, and they're being used by Satan. And it could tip over. It could bleed into our lifestyles. We can have songs being played, and the lyrics have double meaning, and we have no idea what it is, and we're allowing our children to hear this stuff. We're allowing this to be played in our cars and in our homes, and we have no clue of what we're allowing in, and subconsciously, this stuff will start planting seeds in our lives. So we have to really ask God to help us in anything that might not be of him. And all things that are not of him, we ask him to reveal it to us so that we can identify these plans that the devil had to enter into our lifestyles or our homes with this avenue of just, you know, music that is not of him and it has hidden beats or lustful connotations or lyrics. It has things that put you in a mindset to be messy or to be rebellious or to be in a sinful state on a sexual level, or even to be promiscuous or suggestive, to not be holy. That's the key.